Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
The other B in Triple B is Bingot. We facilitate getting the children who are born with cleft lip and palate their surgery. So that's another thing.
And it's one of the things that you specialised in as well, isn't it?
Yes. When you do your burns and reconstructive surgery training, the reconstructive side is either, you know, cleft lip and palate surgery, or for me, because I was in children's ward all the time. But other things, not cosmetic surgery, I might add.
Yeah,
so it's very different. Very different to the boob and bum jobs, you know.
This is the more practical side.
This is the real stuff, you know, the real reconstructive surgery. Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, you are also waiting for your little one, or not so little one, to have her surgery here in Melbourne.
That's correct. How did you know that? My goodness. Yes, my daughter, bless her, she's 15 now, but she's had 7 surgeries already, but she still has, unfortunately, a large hole, a butas, loob.
The loob.
In her bibig. So, Children First Foundation, their doctor, who's a specialist in cleft palates, does come here with the ANZ Interplast team, and we've had a couple of years of orthodontic treatment to assist the palate, the bone, to grow in the right place, the right direction. And then when she's 16, which is at the end of the year, but that's the time when we can take her to have further surgery, which will close the palate, we hope, with a bone graft. So we're very much looking forward to that, and we're very much hoping that we don't have COVID restrictions in a year's time.
Hopefully, yes. And how did you meet Mona Lisa?
She was brought to my clinic for when I was doing this research, this master's for feeding children in developing countries who have this condition of cleft lip and palate, because she was so malnourished. She weighed 2.7 kilos, and I thought she was a preemie baby, but she was actually 3 months old at the time.
Wow.
And she was the 10th child of a family who had a one-room sort of shanty, and they just couldn't look after her, really. And after a month of trying to help and buying proper milk, I guess 26 gold and stuff like that, the baby didn't put any weight on. So I asked them, because we were having a medical mission in March, and we were having a medical mission coming in the May, and I wanted to get her fit to have the surgery, because she had this massive bilateral cleft lip and palate. And I asked the biological parents, would you let me take care of her for a month so I can get her really healthy, you know? Mm-hmm. And they agreed, but we had to obviously get the right paperwork and stuff like that. And that went from there. The rest is history. Here she still is.
And is she the reason why you are still in Sambalis?
She is, yes, absolutely. My first and foremost reason. And then, of course, because then these other things started to happen with the other kids, with the cleft lip and palates, the poga, the burns, and it just went from there, really, and it just grew. And basically, probably by 2009, I'd left the Philippines to do a medical mission in China, and I'd come back, and my little girl had stayed with my Dutch friend, who had her own children. She was married to a Filipino, and my daughter stayed with her. I was away for 10 days, but it felt like 10 years.
So that was the only time you were apart from each other.
No, yeah, it was the first time. And when I got back, my friend brought Mona to the airport to meet me, and she was about she was 18 months old at that time, and she put her arms around me, and that's where she stayed for 3 days.
Oh, that's
I showered, went to the toilet, cooked with her hanging around my neck. She wouldn't let me go. She was clung like a limpet, you know? She was like a barnacle.
So I could...
But a beautiful...
Yes.
She wouldn't let me go.
She fell in love with you, and I fell in love with her.
Yes. And I fell in love with her. Actually, the minute I saw her, something happened, and I don't know what, but something happened. And, you know, I've met many, many, maybe thousands of children, but nothing quite the same happened with any of the others that happened with her. I always say that I didn't give birth to her, but I gave life to her.
I have to say, Val, for someone who has seen so much, so much pain and hardship in life, you sound so happy.
Well, you know, there's no other way to be, really, is there? There's no point in being unhappy. I mean, I have, since you mentioned it, I do have a bit of pain because I'm supposed to have a hip replacement, but I... you know, have to raise the funds to get that because it's pretty expensive here. Can't get back to Australia at the minute because of the old COVID thing. But, you know, there's no point in being miserable, is there? Every day is a blessing. And, you know, every day, if I'm available and someone needs my help, I'm be there. They don't want to see somebody who's unhappy and miserable. They want to see somebody who's happy and going to love them and care for them, you know. It's not hard to be happy. When you're doing things you love, you know?
And you do it for the Filipinos. And you're not even Filipino.
No, I'm not. But I'd like to be. I'd like to be a Filipino. If anybody wants to make me a Filipino, I'd be like to be a Filipino.
Well, you can.
I'd love to be one.
You can become
I'd love to be a Filipino.
You can be a Filipino. There's dual citizenship now.
Well, I maybe I could. I don't know. But you're supposed to be able to speak Tagalog, right? And I can. So
I'll help you.
Kontilang.
Kontilang. What is it that you learn from the Filipinos from living there for more than a decade?
Do you know, I learn that people have the most incredible patience. They wait. There's no option for them sometimes but to wait. Sometimes, you know, they might wait for hours and hours and hours. They might wait for years to get their children surgery or get help. And that I found to be really hard. You know, we have the most amazing crack-a-lacking, you know, health system in Australia. Mm-hmm. I know people complain about it, but, you know, we have a brilliant government health system. And everyone who needs help gets it, yeah?
Yes.
Everybody, if you go into an ER department or, you have a road accident, you get taken. You don't have to wait and pay for your IV line. You don't get a prescription to go out and buy your IV line. You do here. And I think that was the thing that I thought, I can't believe people don't get that care. Because I've been blessed, you know, with if I've ever needed any, thankfully not too much, but being in Australia, we've got brilliant care. You know, you could eat off the floor in the hospitals in Australia. You don't even want to stand on them here. You know? But I've learned that people are so grateful and they get unhappy because they can't pay. And I say to them, you don't have to pay. You don't need to pay. You don't need to pay, and they can't believe it, you know. Sometimes they bring me gifts. They bring me some mango from their garden, you know, from their tree. Or one time a guy bought me a rooster. Yeah. And I said, I can't take care of a rooster, you know. But they're so grateful, you know. But they can't believe that they don't have to pay. And they're saying, why don't we have to pay? I said, because God looks after us. God provides. And I'm always saying to them, I always pray, you know, I always pray for everybody and have a massive prayer list. And God provides. And we're blessed that we have a medical company that imports our burns dressings. They're FDA approved. It's all done legally, you know, and imported under medical license.
Yes.
And I actually teach other doctors and nurses here who are interested because they see the results I get. They want to know how I do that, you know, and I teach them how to use the products that we use. But it's also a lot of experience. You can't teach somebody 35 years of experience in a day seminar, you know. But we try.
When you say prayer, I remember the prayer of St. Francis, that it is in giving that we receive, isn't it?
Indeed, indeed. Yes, indeed. And, you know, that is absolute. It's absolutely. You know, if I have one centavo in my wallet and somebody needs that, I will give it to them. But you know what? Another day, somebody might give me 100 pesos. You know what I mean?
It just pays it forward.
We are very blessed because we have a clinic full of dressings. I just actually wrote a check from our thing the other day with our president's signature, president of Triple B. We have a dual signature to write checks for some medical supplies. And it came to like 52,000 pesos, but that will last us for quite some time, maybe a month or 6 weeks, yeah? And so we don't have a professional fee, you know, there's no charge. They come here and we will take care of them because we love them. It's like taking care of your family. We're not going to say, no, go away, you know, never.
And I'm going to say the Filipinos are so lucky to have you, Val.
Well, I feel very blessed to be here and be able to share my skills with them, you know, because they are so under-resourced, some of the places. And because where we are, you know, it's quite far out, really, from anywhere. We're about 6 hours from Manila. And basically, people don't get that opportunity to get proper help. So I just feel it's an obligation. I feel it's my huge responsibility to the human race, you know, to help these people. And I'm not saying that to be all blowing a trumpet and stuff like that. It's just I've got a skill, a God-given talent that people obviously need because I'm still here helping people, and every day I get new cases. We average about 4 new big cases a week.
Wow. And so, we are cheering for you and we are praying with you and for you that you continue to have good health so that you can continue to help others.
Thank you so much. I will never stop. As long as I can walk and breathe and move my arms and legs, I will do this. And even if I'm 96, I will still do it.
And kita tayo next year sa Melbourne when you come here.
Oh, I hope so. We should meet up, right?
Yes, we should definitely meet up. And maraming salamat, Val Smith Orr.
Maraming salamat also.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.